Heading, Planning and Expanded Evangelism. Subheading, The Time for an Aggressive Work. To all people and nations and kindred and tongues, the truth is to be proclaimed. The time has come for much aggressive work to be done in the cities and in all neglected, unworked fields. Review and Herald, June 23, 1904. Subheading, Wise Plans. Diligent work is now called for. In this crisis, no half-hearted efforts will prove successful. In all our city work, we are to hunt for souls. Wise plans are to be laid in order that such work may be done to their best possible advantage. Review and Herald, September 27, 1906. Subheading, Launching Out into the Deep. There are those who think it is their duty to preach the truth, but they dare not venture from the shore, and they catch no fish. They will choose to go among the churches over and over the same ground. They report a good time, a pleasant visit, but we look in vain for souls that are converted to the truth through the instrumentality. These ministers hug the shores too closely. Let them launch out into the deep and cast their net where the fish are. There's no lack of work to be done. There could be hundreds employed in the vineyard of the Lord where there's now one. The True Missionary, February 1874. Subheading, A Challenge to the Leaders. I ask those who have charge of our work, why are so many places passed by? Look upon the towns and cities yet unworked. There are many large cities in America, not only in the South, but in the North, yet to be worked. In every city in America, there should be some memorial for God. But I could mention many places where the light of truth has not yet shone. The angels of heaven are waiting for human instrumentalities to enter their places where witness has not yet been born to present truth. Review and Herald, December 30, 1902. Subheading, Clear New Ground, Establish New Centers. Prepare workers to go out in the highways and hedges. We need wise nurserymen who will transplant trees to different localities and give them advantages that they may grow. It is the positive duty of God's people to go into the regions beyond. Let forces be set at work to clear new ground, to establish new centers of influence wherever an opening can be found. Manuscript 11-1908. Subheading, Reach Beyond the Gospel-Hardened Centers. Let us remember that as a people entrusted with sacred truth, we have been neglectful and positively unfaithful. The work has been confined to a few centers until the people in them have become gospel-hardened. It is difficult to make an impression on those who have heard so much truth and yet have rejected it. In a few places, too much has been expended, while many, many cities have been left unwarned and unworked. All this is against us now. Had we put forth earnest efforts to reach those who, if converted, would give a true representation of what present truth would do for human beings, how much farther advanced our work would be now? It is not right that a few places should have all the advantages while other places are neglected. Letter 132, 1902. Subheading, Planning Ahead for New Openings. Oh, how I might seem to hear the voice day and night, go forward, add new territory, enter new territory with the tent, and give the last message of warning to the world. There is no time to be lost. Leave my memorial in every place where ye shall go. My spirit will go before you, and the glory of the Lord shall be your reward. There are other towns not a long distance from here, which must have a camp meeting next year. This is the very plan of God, how the work should be carried. Those who have had the light for years to enter new fields with a tent and have held the camp meetings in the same ground for years need to be converted themselves, because they do not heed the word of the Lord. Letter 174, 1900.